The bees were still in there the next morning when Rosaline showed up. She was bearing an angel food cake with 14 candles.
"Here you go. Happy birthday," she said.
We sat down and ate 2 slices each with glasses of milk. The milk left a moon crescent on the darkness of her upper lip, which she didn't bother to wipe away. Later, I would remember that, how she set out, a marked woman from the beginning. Sylvan was miles away. We walked along the ledge of the highway, Rosaline moving at the pace of a bank vault door, her spit jug fastened on her finger. Haze hung under the trees, and every inch of air smelled overripe with peaches.
"You limping?" Rosaline said.
My knees were aching to the point that I was struggling to keep up with her. "A little."
"Well, why don't we sit down on the side of the road a while?" she said.
"That's okay," I told her. "I'll be fine." A car swept by, slinging scalded air in a layer of dust. Rosaline was slick with heat. She mopped her face and breathed hard. We were coming to Ebenezer Baptist Church, where T-Ray and I attended. The steeple jutted through a cluster of shade trees. Below, the red bricks looked shadowy and cool. "Come on," I said, turning in the drive.
"Where you going?"
"We can rest in the church." The air inside was dim and still, slanted with light from the side windows. Not those pretty stained glass windows, but milky panes you can't really see through. I led us down front and sat in the second pew, leaving room for Rosaline. She plucked a paper fan from the hymn book holder and studied the picture on it. A white church with a smiling white lady coming out the door. Rosaline fanned and I listened to little jets of air come off her hands. She never went to church herself, but on those few times T-Ray had let me walk to her house back in the woods, I'd seen her special shelf with a stub of candle, creek rocks, a reddish feather, and a piece of John the Conqueror root, and right in the center, a picture of a woman, propped up without a frame. The first time I saw it, I'd asked Rosaline, "Is that you?" Since I swear the woman looked exactly like her, with woolly braids, blue-black skin, narrow eyes, and most of her concentrated in her lower portion, like an eggplant.
"This is my mama," she said.
The finish was rubbed off the sides of the picture where her thumbs had held it. Her shelf had to do with a religion she'd made up for herself, a mixture of nature and ancestor worship. She'd stopped going to the House of Prayer Full Gospel Holiness Church years ago because it started at 10 in the morning and didn't end till 3 in the afternoon, which is enough religion to kill a full-grown person, she'd said. T-Ray said Rosaline's religion was plain wacko and for me to stay out of it, but it drew me to her to think she loved water rocks and woodpecker feathers, that she had a single picture of her mother just like I did. One of the church doors opened, and Brother Gerald, our minister, stepped into the sanctuary.
"Well, for goodness sake, Lily, what are you doing here?"
Then he saw Rosaline and started to rub the bald space on his head with such agitation I thought he might rub down to the skull bone.
"We were walking to town and stopped in to cool off."
His mouth formed the word, "Oh," but he didn't actually say it. He was too busy looking at Rosaline in his church, Rosaline who chose this moment to spit into her snuff jug. It's funny how you forget the rules. She was not supposed to be inside here. Every time a rumor got going about a group of Negroes coming to worship with us on Sunday morning, the deacons stood locked arms across the church steps to turn them away. "We love them in the Lord," Brother Gerald said, "but they had their own places."
"Today's my birthday," I said, hoping to send his thoughts in a new direction.
"Is it? Well, happy birthday, Lily. So how old are you now?"
14.
"Ask him if we can have a couple of these fans for your birthday present," said Rosaline.
He made a thin sound, intended for a laugh. Now, if we let everybody borrow a fan that wanted one, the church wouldn't have a fan left.
"She was just kidding," I said, and stood up. He smiled, satisfied, and walked beside me all the way to the door, with Rosaline tagging behind.
Outside, the sky had whited over with clouds, and shine spilled across the surfaces, sending motes before my eyes. When we'd cut through the parsonage yard and were back on the highway, Rosaline produced 2 church fans from the bosom of her dress, and, doing an impersonation of me gazing up sweet-faced, she said, "Oh, Brother Gerald, she was just kidding."